The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. I just heard in the Gospel today when it says that eat what is served. That's my favorite part. Meaning, you better feed me. The thing is, the reality is, I am blessed that I am here in America, because as a priest, we have a kind of fixed income to depend on. Unlike when I was in the Philippines, I had to go out of the parish and look for bigger parishes to find me to beg for rice. If I'm lucky, I get a sack of rice. If not, then at least some. And then, of course, even water. I was assigned in a parish wherein there was no running water. We had to depend on the rain to make sure that we had some water. And then, of course, sometimes I had to go out of the parish when I came in a new parish. We didn't even have utensils, kitchen utensils. Food! I gained weight. You know why? Because the people didn't give me money. They gave me eggs. Eggs in the morning, eggs for lunch, and eggs in the evening. And my bishop, who was my uncle, told me, "What? Why are you gaining weight?" "Because people gave me eggs." "You look like an egg." So, the thing about laborers, remember in the Gospel today, it talks about laborers. We need people, priests, nuns, religious, to be involved in evangelization. We need people who are willing to show to God and people to see that their lives is a life of commitment to following Jesus. We need people who really want to be with God. Now, the priests, nuns, and religious are the ones in the forefront trying to actively, consistently show their love for Jesus. But it doesn't mean that you are left out. No? You also should be in the forefront of evangelization. You also, by your common priesthood, have the obligation to be active in your faith, sincere in your commitment to follow Jesus, and to really be to desire to be one with Jesus. And that your life, just like ours, should encourage other people to believe in Jesus. Now, of course, most of you who are parents tried that. But that's not enough. Being parents, teaching, sharing your faith to your children is wonderful. But your faith should also affect other people in your workplace, in what you do, in where you go. Everywhere you should be able, we should be able to share Christ to all the people that we meet. Why? Remember, let's go back to the first reading. It says there that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort. You and I, we are called the New Jerusalem. The original Jerusalem in the Old Testament is the holy city of God. And why was it holy? Because at that time, there was the Temple of Jerusalem. The Temple of Jerusalem housed what? The Ark of the Covenant. And in that Ark of the Covenant, of course, inside it is what? The Ten Commandments, which reveals the will of God. So they built a humongous temple to house the Ark of the Covenant, wherein inside it was the Ten Commandments. That was the greatness of the Temple of Jerusalem, housing the will of God in the Ten Commandments, in the tablets. But do you know, now the Temple of Jerusalem is a Muslim temple. Do you know that? No? For those who went to Jerusalem, it's no longer a Jewish temple. It is now a Muslim temple. And what do the Jewish people now, what they did, because it's now owned by the Muslims, they had to dig a deep tunnel to get to the original foundation of the Temple of Jerusalem, so that by going down and building a tunnel, they were able to touch the walls of Jerusalem. Now, of course, for them, the longing to touch God is there. But for us, the New Jerusalem, we have a better, more intimate way of touching God. We, the New Jerusalem, are surely benefiting from what Christ our God gave us. And that is what? The Eucharist. No? Unlike the people of Israel, the Jewish people, they are tied down to a city. They are tied down to a temple, to a building which no longer exists, or they had to dig a deep tunnel to get to touch simply the wall. But the Ten Commandments, the tablets, no longer, they don't know where it is. So they are just touching it for sentimental reason. But for us, no. We are actually touching, tasting the goodness of the Lord in the Eucharist. And because of that, here, every time you come to the church in the presence of the Eucharist, please remember that's the big difference. Some people think, oh no, I'll just pray at home. God is everywhere anyway. But no, as Catholics, please remember, God is specially present in the Eucharist, as the Eucharist, inside the Catholic Church. Yes, God is in your bedroom, God is in your home, but to see God Himself in the Eucharist, inside the Catholic Church, is heaven on earth. So my dear friends, we have that. We benefit from being the new Jerusalem, from being the new chosen people of God. We treasure intimacy with God because we see Him in the Eucharist. But we need laborers to continue sharing Christ to the people around us. And we need more priests. Even though the media says that the Catholic Church is not growing, but it is. The problem is not about the growth of the Catholic Church. The problem is having more men and women to commit themselves in sharing the gospel. I told you many times, jokingly sometimes, that we need more American priests because you are seeing more chinky eyes like me in sharing the gospel. But I believe that God is still calling Americans to become priests. Do you believe that? What do you think? Do you believe that God is still calling Americans to become priests? Yes. But the problem is what? His call is falling on deaf ears. Because our youth of today are so busy with worldly things. They prefer to follow the will of the world rather than to follow the will of God. And that is what is important. So please, pray for vocations. Are you still praying for vocations, huh? Please, pray for vocations. Pray that young men and women realize that God is calling them to become His laborers, to share the gospel. And of course, you also do your part to support your priests. In my case, I've been a priest for 35 years now. Thank God that He has never abandoned me and He has taken care of me. That even though I was assigned in poor parishes, I still gained weight. Of course, I think it's more on water retention, you know, salty food. Oh yes, in the Philippines, we like soy sauce. And when you eat a lot of soy sauce, it's salty, so what happens? You retain water, and boy, I was ordained 160 pounds. And after 6 months in a parish, when I went to see the bishop, I was 200 pounds. And the bishop was really angry. I said, but the point is, for me, anywhere and everywhere I go, as long as I believe and always feel God's presence in my life, I'm always joyful. Even though life may be hard, life may be challenging, life may be difficult, but because I'm always consistently trying very much to connect myself to Jesus, whatever happens, wherever it may happen, whatever happens in my life, I will always find the joy in serving God. When I came here and became an Adorno, I said to myself, I don't know where you're leading me. I don't know where I'm going. As long as you are there with me, I can do whatever. And to end up here serving you and becoming an Adorno, so far so good. Even though, of course, sometimes people bug me, sometimes people complain a lot. Again, that's nothing. Always remember this, please. When people try to what? Gossip against the priest. It's useless. Why? First of all, I've been in worse situation. Gossiping against your priest will not help, will not really affect us because we all what? What did St. Paul said? I do everything in union with the cross of Jesus Christ. And I bear the cross, the pain, the wounds of Christ. So in following Jesus, that is what we are prepared for. We are ready to suffer. We are ready to take up the challenge. Of course, some people are like the Jewish people during the time of Christ. When they like Him, they say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David. But when they dislike Him, crucify Him. Hopefully, most of you are praying for your priest that we will continue sharing the gospel. But for those who keep on complaining against the priest, remember, even Mary loves her priest. So if you continue always saying something against the priest, the bishops, the pope, God have mercy on your soul.